Hey, Matt, guess what tomorrow is?
What's that, Willie?
Fucking Turkey Day!
It's Turkey Day!
What are you thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful for good Killians, maybe a little bit of weed, and turkey!
I'm thankful for boobs! Alright!
Alright, well, on that note, let's play the song.
But before the song, don't forget to email us at thoughtcasterspc@yahoo.com. All right! Here we go! It's turkey, turkey time, you butterball. You blow my mind, it's turkey! It's turkey, 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 turkey. It's turkey, turkey time, you butterball. You blow my mind, it's turkey! It's turkey, turkey, turkey.
That's gross.
I'm just kidding. That was just me getting rid of the rest of that COVID, you know?
Bullshit.
Yeah.
The old fucking plague.
We
hadn't killed enough people.
We survived the COVID. We survived the COVID-19. We survived it.
Not one fucking zombie. Not one zombie.
Not yet.
Not one zombie. I was really looking forward to shooting you in the face.
You first, motherfucker. You first.
I was like, all right, you did this to us.
Matt, I'm sorry, but those Nerf rival guns don't count.
Oh. I saved that buckshot slug combo I got in the bedroom.
Oh, very nice.
Buddy.
Very nice. You know, if I ever turn into one of those flesh eating fuckers, I hope you do use that on me. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. I was expecting more zombies.
So, Matt and I have, we were COVID positive, and now we're not. And, yeah. And guess what? Here's the point
I don't really know for realsies.
Oh, we were COVID positive.
They never gave me my test results, them cunts. But me and Zach tested at the same time, had all the same symptoms. He was positive. So, I mean,
we fucking had another buddy that was in town around the same time, tested positive. But here's the thing. Here's the biggest thing I wanted to make a point on. It's like, everybody's like, wear your mask, shut down the restaurants and bars.
Fuck you.
Listen, though. I've been going to bars, been going in the stores maskless for months, and I never got sick. But once when I was in close quarters, and we don't need to go into details, we won't put everybody's business out there, but once I was in close quarters, we all got it. But not around a lot of people, you know? It was very small area.
My thing is that, well, if all these fucking masks and shit worked, like, I've gone into the stores and shit at a constant with a mask on. You know, if they don't let you in without a mask, well, fuck, I gotta get groceries, so I go in.
Yeah, we ain't gonna be a dick about it.
And, you know, so, but other than that, I don't really wear one, but I'm also not the person that goes that many places. I have, like, 3 places that I go.
Yeah.
And we're all in the same group of people that all hang out. It's not like we're out fucking running around. And I still got it. I did all the social distancing bullshit that they want you to do, right? And this fucking mask bullshit. And guess what? I still got it. Still fucking got it. And I'm here to tell you right now, shit sucks for a couple of days. I gotta tell you.
Yeah, it does suck.
But you know what? I'm fucking golden.
Listen,
I wish I could taste more shit still, though. Like, yeah, that's fucking...
That shit lingers, man. I mean, my sense of taste isn't 100%
yet. The cough a little bit, but yeah, the taste and smell thing, that's a bitch. Because it's like, dude, I still can't.
Dude, I noticed, like...
There's only certain things, like salt stuff, like the pickles, the vinegar,
salt,
I can taste that.
Yeah, that smoke. Smoke's another one that you can taste still.
Like, there's only a couple of things. Like, now and again, if I got the French vanilla in the coffee, I can taste the vanilla.
Yeah,
I can taste the vanilla, but it's weird because it's not all the time.
I think the shittiest part about this virus is the fact that it does that. It fucks with your head because of that.
Yeah.
It fucks with you. You're
a
like,
lot
it,
of
it
shit.
Makes you depressed because you can't eat food and you can't drink anything.
Well, you can. I ate and drank the whole fucking
time.
Well,
yeah, you can, but
it was
just
like,
not
I
enjoyable.
I kept cooking the same meals I always cook, you know, and just what? Like, it sucks because. You know, when I cook, like, chicken and shit like that, you know, I season the fuck out of it, you know what I mean? So it tastes great. And the only thing I could get was, like, hot sauce, and it was because it was a mouthfeel thing that time.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
I did
so
eat
So I put
spice.
Hot sauce on a lot of stuff. But But I fuck, dude, I couldn't taste shit. Still can't taste half my shit. Like, this beer's like water.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I bought us some
could taste the whiskey. I started to get I was able to put down a fifth of whiskey without it having any effect on me and not needing a chaser.
That makes sense.
It was fucking weird. I'm sitting here playing fucking Fortnite with my brother, like a fucking child, drinking my fifth. You know, and I noticed that I really wasn't chasing it a whole lot, and that never fucking happened.
Right.
I need like half a beer for one shot.
What kind of whiskey were you drinking?
Red Stag.
Oh, well, you probably wouldn't necessarily need a chaser for that. It has good flavor.
No, it's liquor in general.
See, like certain liquors I can sip
I'm a pussy when it comes to liquor, man. Whatever. I'll drink the fuck out of it, but I get that.
You like that for time. Not a lot of people like a chaser.
But, you know, that's why I like picklebacks, though. Oh, my God.
You got any whiskey on you now? Son of a bitch, I would have brought some whiskey. I would have brought some whiskey.
JMO with a pickleback is about the best, though. Yeah. JMO with a pickleback is so good.
Yep.
I get pretty much any shot with a beer back, usually, because, like, dual purpose. You know what I'm saying? I like to have a follow-up instead of just a tasty beverage. I want to hone in that shot's fucking accuracy.
So, dude, I went to, I ripped on a bowl the other night. You know, the smoke. Since I've gotten over my COVID, I took a rip from the bowl, like a nice drag. One hit, dude. Not only was I higher than hell because I haven't smoked in like weeks, but
for hours,
dude, it hurt though. Like my chest started hurting. I was like, man, maybe I shouldn't smoke yet.
I took a dab. I was over at my brother's house.
You didn't fucking die.
I was over at my brother's house. It was when I did the garage doors. Like the weekend that I was clear. Like that Friday that I was like clear.
Yeah, you're right.
Saturday morning, I went into a set of doors or a set of door openers with my brother.
Okay.
We got back home, you know, the end of the day. Well, really, it was like noon, but end of the day, fucking, you know, we got a little high. Dude, I coughed for fucking like what felt like an eternity. I could not fucking breathe good. Like, I cough
that
so
shit makes
much
you
more
do it.
Now.
That shit.
Yeah.
I could see, like.
Oh, my God. It was so much worse than.
I could see if you got, like, a severe case of this thing and it went into your lungs like that, it would fuck you up.
Well, like, I cough a lot normally.
Yeah, I know.
Right? So I got it, like, fucking double hard, I think, just because I smoke so much and shit. Like.
Yeah.
But. Dude, it fucking.
How long did you have your.
Coughing things suck.
How long was your fever for?
I don't know, it was probably only in for like a day or two.
Yeah. I had it in for a day and a half.
Because, like, I was fucking. Was at Flynn, that job. We were there, and I started to, like, not feel good. That's why I, like.
Feeling a little off.
Yeah, like, I felt weird for, like, a week before that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
But, like, it was weird, like, in my head almost.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of, like, just a. Like, I felt fucking weird up here. Like, it was affecting my brain a little bit, man. And I was like, dude, I don't know. This ain't fucking right. And Cherry was like, I'm in a funk, man. And I was like, yeah, I fuck kind of am, too.
I mean, that
and
could be just the year we're having, though.
Then we all got it, though, dude. And, like, everyone else that was talking about it started fucking with their head a little bit, too. Like, you get this, like, weird kind of depression, like, type.
Well, did you know, I heard, like, someone, he was a young person, too. He had, like, neurological problems.
Not like to discount anybody that actually has depression, but if you've had to sit in your room for fucking 4 days, I guess I didn't have to, but that's what I did. I, like, didn't go anywhere. I didn't do shit. I just laid in my room because my back hurt so fucking bad.
I'm going to look it up because I heard there was neurological problems associated with COVID, so I'll look it up because I think...
I know... is that it was fucking ridiculous, and I still can't taste or smell, and I cough more. You know, I never had that, like, throat-like problem that people were having, though? Like, itchy, scratchy throat,
really?
It was just a constant, cough, and it was from in my chest.
It was like a dry throat. It was like a dry thing. I kept going, I'm still doing it.
Yeah, you can't cough anything up. It's just a dry cough.
I could see, dude, honestly, I can see where this would fuck someone up, but I also see... I don't think
the breathing thing is a problem. People that are short of breath and like I already have a problem where I'll stop breathing at night. Like I just stop breathing, right? It used to scare Caitlin a lot.
You need to go get. You need to go to the fucking doctor's, bud.
So like, it used to scare her a lot. Now usually I just wake up real quick and fucking, you know. Oh, dude, you know what's funny? When Tay was over the other night, he was playing Fortnite with my brother, and I ended up passing out on him.
Oh yeah. Who was?
Tay.
Oh yeah. You passed out on Tay. No way.
Yeah. No shit. I passed out on that guy. Fuck, so I pass out while he's fucking playing Fortnite with Travis, right? And fucking my brother texted me the day after. He's like, dude, I could fucking hear you snoring. Microphone was on. He's like, I could hear you snoring like fucking crazy. That's funny. And we were loud. He's like, you know, like all my brother's voice just comes to the TV because I only have the mic. I don't have a headset.
Right, yeah.
So like, I can hear him, Tay, fucking everybody's fucking loud shit.
So I found an article. It says, I'll read some of it here. It says, early on, patients with both mild and severe COVID-19 say they can't breathe. Now, after recovering from the infection, some of them say they can't think. Even people who were never sick enough to go to the hospital, much less into an ICU bed with a ventilator, report feeling something as ill-defined as COVID fog. That's funny because my ass be forgetting shit. Especially like with this last week. Yeah. Like I'll go to the van and be like, why the fuck did I come out here for? Yeah. Like,
I find myself doing a lot. Like I'll go to get something.
People
get
numb limbs. Yeah, dude, what the fuck? That could be because you smoke a lot of weed though.
No, because I never did it before. Like, you know what I mean? That would be really baked to have that fucking
They're saying people are fumbling their words, getting depression, anxiety. Dang. Yeah, it says as many as 1 in 3 COVID patients recovering could experience neurological or physiological after effects of their infections. This is a fucked up virus.
See, mine was more so during than after.
Right.
Like, I was fucking weird. Like, I felt just weird, man. And, more emotional than I normally am. Like, I'm a pretty emotional person, as, like, anyone listening has seen me.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, I'd be, like, tearing up over stuff emotional more than I usually am. You know what I'm saying? And it was, maybe it's because I was just, like, pretty much alone for the whole time. Or just at the shop, you know?
Reading this shit, it's like, fucked up. It says, doctors have concerns that patients may also suffer from lasting damage to their heart, kidneys, and liver from inflammation and blood clotting of the disease. But is that for, like, mild cases? Or, like obviously, if you have an extreme case, you're getting lack of oxygen. That's going to fuck your organs up regardless.
Well, right. And, like, your liver people are probably taking a lot of medications and shit.
Oh, yeah, you're dosing. That makes sense. You're dosing acetaminophen. See, I only consistently took it for 2 days.
And the Robitussin stuff, but I only did the Robitussin for 3 days, and I didn't take the Tylenol with it at a constant.
Which shouldn't. Dude, and I'm telling you, without taking, like, the Robitussin or...
I only had to take Tylenol, like... Well, so I had a headache all day the one day, and a slight headache the day before. It was, like, starting up here in the top of my head, but it was, like...
Yes! Because I didn't have any coffee.
It moved into all, like, here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like sinus.
Down into my face a little bit, sinus. And I was like, all right, well, this happens to me now and again.
Everything seems normal, especially for this time of year.
So I'm like, all right, my fucking sinuses, I got a sinus headache, that's fucking normal, man. I've taken Sudafed for most of my life because of my sinuses.
Yeah.
Like, you know. And I don't know, dude, it's fucking just that fucking weird, not like horrible headache next day turned into like a fucking migraine, but it was like all in
pressure,
like my
dude,
face,
pressure
weird,
right there.
Like whenever I would move my eyes, like I had to look directly straight at stuff and turn my head to look at stuff, otherwise it fucking hurt.
Yeah, dude.
Like it just fucking hurt my eyes and my fucking head, dude. Felt like every muscle in my head was straining to fucking turn my eyes. That was weird.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, this virus is, they're just, that was my biggest concern about the whole thing. Is like, I wasn't necessarily afraid of getting it, thinking, oh, that's a death sentence, but more of...
Yeah, no, neither was I.
It's the side effects. Like, is this gonna, like, even though we had mild cases, are we gonna be fucked up from it? Like, is it gonna... And I honestly, dude, if that's... China, I'm saying, and then I know a lot of people feel the same. Someone needs to answer for this. And I'm blaming China. I don't blame Trump. It's not his fault at all. Fuck. This is a world issue.
Something happened somewhere else and it got to us. Yeah, it's Trump's fault.
It's definitely China's fault. It's definitely the WHO's fault.
But Trump was xenophobic for wanting to close down the borders.
There was none. He was never going to stop it. He was never going to stop it. I'm telling you right now, with the amount of illegal immigration coming into this country, he was never going to stop it. Ever. It was not going to happen.
There's that too, but I mean... Even still, it was living on surfaces, it's in the air, fucking all this other bullshit. Like, you gotta understand, there's crews of people coming in and out daily from other countries, just working. Not like they're fucking immigrating here, leaving, whatever, but working. Ships, cargo holds, all that shit. Right? Or freightliners, is that what I'm thinking? Like,
yeah, the freighter.
Freighter. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, so... Before they could ever even catch what the fuck is going on in China and we're shipping shit back and forth, well, guess what? By the time you figure that shit out, we've already done had contact with people from there. You know what I mean? So even without illegal immigration, even without, like, we're not going to be able to stop something we don't know about before, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's kind of ridiculous. It wouldn't matter who the fuck was in charge. And look at, Trump could have done more. Like what, Whitmer? Lock shit down? What the fuck? You know?
I mean, I definitely understand how serious this thing can be. But I also understand...
How serious it's not for the most part.
Well, like what I'm saying, like, yeah, if you're healthy... And I don't even want to say young and healthy. Even if you're older and you're healthy, you're probably going to be okay. So let's pick one of these guys, huh?
Oh, yeah, because I'm picking this one.
Our annual.
Once a year.
Our traditional podcast cigars. Should I do the Habano or the Corojo?
I don't know. I took the Sumatra.
I'm gonna go Corojo because it's green and I like the color green.
There you go. That's fucking one way to look at it.
This is my first cigar since COVID.
Well, fucking good, bud. I hope you can taste it and enjoy it. I can't really taste all of it.
I can smell it.
Yeah.
I can smell the cigar. So that's good. I hope I can taste a little bit too, because. Cigar.
Kinda. I can kinda smell it.
Seems like yours might be lasting a little longer than some of the rest of ours.
I can only smell certain things.
Yeah, it sucks, man. Like, I'm not even at 100% and Thanksgiving's tomorrow.
I'll get certain smells and I'll be like, ooh, ooh. Yeah, there's hope.
There's hope. No, I got nervous though. Is it never gonna come back or what?
Like my former stepfather. He lost his sense of smell a long motherfucking time ago, right?
Like,
it's a permanent.
Before COVID?
Yeah. Like, so, like, he fucking can't smell shit ever. And it's like, nah, I finally know what Tyler feels like. All right.
Well, they, you know, your smell and your taste, they go together. It's a thing. And I was reading up on why you lose those senses while. When you're infected with COVID, is it has something to do with the glands or the sensors in your sinuses? They get inflamed, right? No matter what, they get inflamed. Because there's people who have this symptom but don't even get sick.
So, all I know is it blows donkey dicks.
What the fuck?
What kind of fucking shit? You barely got to fucking put any pressure on that, bud. When's the last time you used a match?
Wait a minute.
Jesus Christ, your etiquette sucks. Move the flame around the tip of the cigar.
Suck my balls, man. Oh,
come on, Willie. If you were fucking doing this for fucking a sport right now, you'd fucking fail.
Buddy.
I'm not even sure you'd get the participation trophy.
Oh. Hold on. Oh, shit!
Light my fucking table on fire. Jesus Christ.
All right, I'm going to have to eat another one.
Don't put so much pressure on it. Watch. Yeah. What? You, yeah, that's even
that
still
was the broken
lot.
One I used. This is the and I caught my finger on fire.
You fucking did, dude. This show's funny.
Well, I'm glad that fucking entertained you. But
well, I mean, you almost lit my table on fire. I'm glad you burnt yourself a little bit, at least.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
If you wouldn't have, I'd be more mad that you almost lit the table on fire.
I could taste it, dude.
I could taste a little bit.
A little bit. I mean, not so bad. Not so much. Not as much as I'd like.
Yeah.
But I can taste this.
Yeah. I tried to smoke this
what,
one.
How much you
night,
pay for these cigars?
I don't remember. These ones weren't that bad.
Let me buy this one off you so I can have it for tomorrow.
Okay.
Unless you want it. I mean, I don't want to take it from you.
Oh, you can buy it. I don't give a shit. I think they're only like $5. Not that much.
I got a dollar. Unless you got a credit card machine in your ass, I can
they're
swipe.
Like $5, bro. I don't buy like dollar cigars for us.
No, I don't. I'm just kidding. I know we buy real cigars. It's all good.
Like, damn, this is a dollar cigar. This piece of shit. Yeah, 99 cents.
99 cents. The Black and Milds, people. The Black and Milds.
And if you try to buy a stogie like this and you pay a dollar for it, that Black and Milds a way better bet.
I gotta be careful trying to inhale this shit.
Willie's gonna fucking die. You're not even supposed to inhale cigars.
You're not supposed to, but you know,
Willie,
do.
Again, if you were playing a sport right now, well, I guess cigar smoking is considered a sport now. So you fucking aren't even getting a participation.
How much is that Budweiser's left over there, bud?
Fuck, drink it. I'll grab another one.
No. I'll grab that one for you. I can get up and get one. I'm not a lazy bastard.
Alright. So we got this fucking beautiful looking masterpiece right here I got from a customer today.
So we have to explain it in detail what this is.
So this lady, very nice lady, I'm, you know, painting her kitchen cabinets. And she's, her mom is like a baker, you know, she does like pastries and stuff, donuts, all kinds of stuff. And so she brought me and the flooring guy some donuts, and this donut appears to be a fritter. I think she said it was like an apple fritter, and it's got maple frosting on it, some nuts, and then bacon. Fucking bacon.
Sweet and salty, bud.
Like, just, there's fucking bacon on it. Like, oh my god.
It does look quite apt. I should take a picture of this and post it on the social medias, which we don't even use our Facebook anymore. I don't
we
even
should.
Use the Thoughtcasters.
You got to put me on the fucking admin. I will.
I fucking...
Douche.
I need to... I just figured I would just use my personal one. Fuck it. You know, it's going to reach more people and... I don't know. I don't like managing... But we do have an email out now, and I'm going to make sure that it's... I'm going to probably put it either... Probably at the beginning of this. Like, I'll do a separate little...
That's not a bad thing. Idea.
So people can know. And they can email us and talk some shits and shit on us. Because this is... This is the shit cast.
It is. We are literally a shit show over here. Oh, it's a tough time. And I'm trying to manage all of our shitty thoughts.
Well, I mean, like...
During this COVID season.
People ask, well, what's your podcast? You guys have a podcast? What's your podcast about? I'm like, well, we get political, but I was like, it's a shit show, really. And they're like, they kind of look at you like puzzled. Like, no, like, I mean, like, legit, like, that's the theme of this. We are just... I mean, we talk shit, and we try to be comedic. We try to be funny. You know, try to make you laugh a little bit.
Try to be. I don't even know if I try to be funny.
Maybe we just
I think I just talk shit.
Maybe we just look funny. Maybe that's the problem.
Thank God they can't see us.
Yet, Matt. I have big things planned once this shit can work on this laptop.
Yes, that would be golden. But we need like a couple cameras.
We're talking a mic. We're talking about camera.
Like,
dude, I have a camera on this laptop that we could use.
Yeah, but that's going to be a hard one.
Nah, we just set it like that.
Yeah, but it's going to be like, I don't know. I think we should try to figure out a better camera after we get that up and running.
Well, we'll see where we go. You know, you got to start somewhere. This is
but I would like episode 18 or 19. Anyone who's listening, you know, get us out there. Man. Get us out there. Share it with your friends if we're maybe they like us. Maybe they fucking hate us. I don't know. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. I don't know.
Maybe what we need to do is be a little more sensitive to people's feelings.
Fuck your feelings.
I mean, maybe that's why people don't like us. Some people like us. There's people out there that like us.
Which one of you fuckers actually gives a fuck about my feelings? Tell me. Use the email.
I don't.
Use the email. I'll tell you what. If you're listening to this right now, email me and tell me your favorite beer. Tell me your favorite beer. If you're listening,
what's your favorite beer?
I want to know your favorite beer. Email us at whatever the fuck the email is. I don't know it currently. I'm a shitty shitcaster.
Listen here, you fucking horrible co-host.
This is where Wiley Wilbur comes in.
Thoughtcasters PC, all one word, at yahoo.com.
Thoughtcasters PC.
Thoughtcasters PC.
What's PC mean?
Podcast.
Oh.
Not politically correct. Okay, good. I just
you yeah. should write in there non-PC PC.
Non-PC PC?
Yeah.
No PCP in this house. So, man, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving's tomorrow. Tonight is supposed to be the biggest drinking night of the year, and not one damn bar is open. Oh, that's true.
I'm drinking. We're going to get drunk, really. Let's do it.
I was already here planning on that.
Let's do it. All right.
But
good.
But what are you doing tomorrow, bud? What are you doing for Turkey Day?
I don't really have anything planned because we're going to do my dad's Thanksgiving later, and I'm not going to go to my uncle's with my grandma. Just
if you safe. If you want a plate, come on over. What? I think. Or if you want. If you want, come on over. We might have some... some cranberry sauce.
Yeah, maybe I'll try to find us a pumpkin pie in the morning.
Man, I don't think anything's open tomorrow. I think they literally are closing every store tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
We searched all over town for one.
That's gay as AIDS.
We did get...
By the way, that joke is factually correct. Dicks.
The gay
it's
plague.
It's not. You can't even fucking deny it anymore. You fucking people yelling, all you science deniers, gay as AIDS is factual.
I'm going to bring it back around. We were talking about this fritter, and then we started talking about Thanksgiving. This fritter, like... Are we gonna give it a? We're gonna give it a
let's
try
give it
here.
A go.
Bacon, maple. Is there a little chocolate on it? Nope. Is that maple syrup?
It's like candied nuts.
Candied nuts.
Yeah, like this thing's got all the bells and whistles. You know?
Matt, you know I have candied nuts in my pants.
You're fucking crazy. You got a little sugar in your britches, do you?
There's more salt. There's more. There's more salt than sugar there. Oh, man, I have to apologize for that joke. That was very grotesque of me. Oh, shit, I'm reading this COVID thing, too. It says if you have a uncontrolled level of inflammation that leads to toxicity and dysregulation, what they are concerned about the long-term effects, obviously, in people who have been hospitalized, but definitely think it's time to understand long-term... I'm not even going to try that word. I'm fucking too stupid for that. People who have been who have never been hospitalized, they're young. Well, most people who are young aren't hospitalized. That makes sense. They're talking about people who... Man, never mind. I should have read ahead on that sentence.
I'm going to eat this fucking donut.
This whole COVID fog thing, though, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. How is it, bud? Is it good? Oh, shit. All right. Here we go. I got to make sure there's bacon there. Oh. All right, here we go.
I can just taste maple and bacon, so I'm not upset.
Wow.
But that's like a legit apple fritter, dude. That is such a fucking good...
Oh, man, it got cinnamon in it, too. It's like, it's sweet and it's salty.
I'd never seen a donut like that.
Like that? What
and,
the fuck?
I like it.
Oh, this is fucking delish.
Oh, I'm glad you can taste it.
Oh, this is delish.
I pretty much just taste maple and bacon.
Well...
It's a bakery in Macomb. I can't remember the name.
Macomb?
Yeah.
Were you... Oh, okay.
She's not like we were. I was like Goodrich today, but her mom's from Macomb.
Oh,
and that's like where the bakery is, or by Macomb rather.
That's good.
The bakery's in Macomb.
That's good.
But yeah, everything that was in the box looked amazing. And she brought just back a big box of fucking donuts for us. And it was like, I didn't eat fucking any of them because I was just working my dick off today.
Mm. You know, that is the American way, is to work your dick off.
Yeah.
Just work it clean off, and then you're non-binary?
No, no that's
right,
not
that's
how
America
you do it.
Now, right?
I don't think a lot of non-binary people have just worked their dicks off. I don't think that's how that worked. They don't think they fucking...
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I'm not sure that's how that one worked.
I'm maybe not. No.
I don't know that many working class people that are...
Look at donut.
That are like, hey, I'm going to cut my dick off tomorrow. No. That is quite delicious though. To bite into a donut and just taste that bacon. I can taste the
Smoke
maple
with your
though.
Cigar, eat.
I can taste the maple though. That makes me happy. That means tomorrow I'm gonna make waffles.
There you go.
With my maple syrup.
Waffles. Waffles. Are you seeing your daughters tomorrow, bud?
I don't know if I am yet because if she's got something planned with them for Thanksgiving, I'm gonna let her have it. Because I'm going to have them this weekend.
No, I know because, like, you know, it's been hard because obviously you and I, we get our kids on the weekends. Going that long without seeing your kids in the quarantine was probably the worst part.
Well, that's been part of the fucking with my head in the slump thing,
mm-hmm.
I would say. You know, it is what it is, but it sucks because I already only get fucking 8 days a month with my kids when you break it down, you know.
I feel you though, man. It was tough. I mean, I called my little guy. I called him a lot.
Well, it's still tough. I haven't seen him like in a few weeks,
man, bro.
And I'm not gonna see him till this weekend.
But at least you get him this weekend, though.
Yeah.
But have you called him? Try to talk to him on the phone at all?
Oh, she hasn't fucking called me any time I've tried
to call
her.
Your girls are a little younger too.
Well, no, they would talk to me on the phone. They would love that shit. They would video chat me all day long. But the problem is, and I don't want to go too fucking nuts here, anytime I've called to chat with her on the old video chat, you know, chat with the girls, nobody answers.
Damn. Well, you know, you tried. I mean, that's on her, not you, buddy.
So, you know, whatever. I can't do nothing about it until the fucking weekend, and eventually may have to go to court and fight for what's fucking mine, I guess.
Get it switched out, figured out, man. My biggest thing was I just wanted my son not to think I was mad at him for anything. I was like, yeah, I kept telling his mom, just tell him that I'm not mad. And I told him that, too, because every time I called, he's like, am I in trouble? Are you mad? Like, no, bud. I miss you. You know? But I guess it's weird because I don't call his mom a lot, you know?
Right.
So he probably thought it was off-putting for a minute there, but it was dude.
I'd fucking never call Caitlin. Never call her unless it's a video chat on Facebook with the girls. Like, never call her. There's got to be an emergency.
I just fucking... I don't want to have to do that again, but I know kids are safe from this virus for the most. They can be like transporters of it or whatever, but they don't really get sick.
I'm happy that the girls are good. I guess their mom, you know, grandma, everybody's been sick, but
well, if they haven't lost their taste and smell, they're probably fine. That's
I don't
be the
think
number.
I would know
that.
I don't think they would be able to convey that one. Zayla, not at all. Marley just wouldn't She probably just wouldn't eat nothing, I think.
Yeah.
Because that's how she is. She's, like, picky already.
You know,
I gotta break that though. Like,
that's hard with kids, dude.
You know, I like to spoil the girls with food. Like, I like to get their like Uncrustables and all that shit, like their Go-Gurts and stuff.
Uncrustables are their shit.
They also need to learn how to just fucking eat the bare. You know what I mean? To sustain, so that way they know and learn how like to make just eggs fucking taste good. You know what I'm saying? Instead of having to have all your waffles and all this other stuff, like, you can live off the fucking eggs. You know what I mean?
This podcast is brought to you by Uncrustables.
I would actually... Well, I wish. Really, I don't want them to get mad at us.
Oh, no, I know. But it would be pretty damn cool if it was, though.
It would, though, because I love Uncrustables. I can eat the fuck out of them bitches.
The honey peanut butter ones are the tits.
Yes. Yes. The Nutella ones.
Oh.
The strawberry
Nutella's
and grape.
Awesome.
The strawberry and grape ones I get all the time. So those are
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those are always good. But, those,
but like, but, you know, they're so fucking good, dude. I've been like, I pan fried them one day with some butter.
No.
Bro, I did.
Did you?
I did. I threw three of them bitches in the skillet and fucking.
That was dinner, huh?
No, that wasn't dinner. That was fucking like dinner number three. Or
that was
dessert.
A high
I'm
snack.
Not sure.
That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was definitely fucking high. But but I was like, dude, I like, since I've been getting them. You know what I mean? For the kids, like, obviously I indulge. The moment they go home, or go back to their moms, rather, I think they're home here, but...
They got two homes.
I, you know, I eat the treats, man. That's why I started gaining weight again.
Yeah, fast.
But, like, you know, I fuck, dude. And so the one night, dude, I was high as shit, and I had listened to the Bert fucking Kreischer deal.
Which one?
Him and, what is it,
Two
I think
Bears
it was
okay?
Him and Segura, yeah. Him and Segura, and he was talking about awesome. Uncrustables, and it says do not microwave on the side, which Joe made a joke about that, too, because I told him I was going to microwave that bitch for, like, 15 seconds. It's the best. And he says, it says do not microwave right on the side. And Bert Kreischer was like, full disclaimer, I know it says do not microwave. Fuck that. But he's like, I got it down to a science. So I did it. I was like, alright, cool, I'm gonna fucking microwave one of these bitches, right? And I did it. It was great. And then I was like, okay, you know what would be even better? Like, a toasted PB&J sandwich is like quite good.
I heard a grilled PB&J is awesome.
Yeah, but what sucks is to have the amount of peanut butter and jelly that I like on a sandwich, it's very hard to fry it in a pan
without making a
mess.
The
peanut butter is going to fucking melt everywhere.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it right. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So, so the Uncrustable, though.
Held it all together.
They did something right there. So they make it fucking easy as shit for pan frying.
That makes sense.
Let's throw them shits in there and just like.
You know, you could probably buy a device to do that with bread.
What's even better? Well, I don't know if it's even better, but you can get the full toast all the way around and a little crispy ring. Stick that shit in the oven, dude. Even better. Mm-hmm. It'd be better if you had, like, a little toaster oven thing, because, you know, you wouldn't be using your whole fucking oven for one goddamn Uncrustable. That's how I got to make it worth it. I do, like, three at a time, you know?
Yeah. Got to.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right. I'm going to eat a bunch of them shits and probably die of diabetes.
Diabetes.
That's something you always gotta say weird, isn't it?
It is. Like, you can't just say diabetes.
Diabetes.
It has to.
Diabetes. Yeah. Unless you have it or you're around somebody that has it, you can't say it normal.
It's a terrible disease. Oh, well, it's a functioning disease.
It really is, though. It's pretty rough.
Like,
for those that have it, it's not rough for me. It's rough for those.
Jesus,
that
dickhead.
So, full disclosure, I'm clarifying.
Man, I gotta be careful with that shit because that shit runs.
I'm just
in my
letting
family.
Y'all know I'm not virtue signaling here.
My, that shit runs.
But
in
I
both,
acknowledge that it's rough.
That shit runs in both sides of my family, dude.
Yeah.
You know, if I get diabetes,
my dad's side of the family, not really my mom's.
I can only drink vodka, no
sure.
beer.
You know what's up?
They need to make like.
Fucking
diabetic beer.
Vodka. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's sad. I don't know, man. I I've been trying to cut sugar out. As I say that, we're eating this bacon, maple, candy, nut, apple fritter.
Well, that's because it's simply irresistible.
We're experimenting. See, well, I want to do this. This will be better when we have a camera. And then we can do our hot ones.
You just fucked
off-brand hot ones thing.
There you go.
Or great value hot brand. We would like to.
So me and Willie are like a huge fans of the Hot One show with Sean Evans, and it would be awesome.
Shout out.
Awesome as fuck. If one day, like for whatever reason, he heard this podcast, same with Joe Rogan.
Not gonna happen.
I love that motherfucker.
They're never gonna see it.
Neither one of them. I mean, I'll never see him, hear him, meet him.
Shout out to Bill Burr and Burt Kreischer too.
All of them. Dude.
Tom Segura, Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle.
All those guys are like honestly my fucking heroes. They're some of my favorite comedians and even just people. If you actually look into their lives a little bit, but yeah, we are huge fans of that show and we like to eat a lot of hot sauce. We've even, like, Will's even got the lineup, you know?
I do.
Thank God for
your... I actually polished two off this
week, thank God
though.
For your awesome fiance. Well, yeah, it's because of the COVIDs.
But Christmas is coming. Yeah. And Santa? Santa Claus knows I like hot shit. So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, and we've tried many a different hot sauces. It's great. But we also want you guys to experience this one, too, because... Sometimes you get a little bit fucking ripped. When we do the videos, like, sometimes you get a little bit... You kind of get this kind of high off of some of them. And especially Willie. Willie is hilarious
that
with hot stuff.
Bro. I don't know why I like it so much. It fucks me up.
I can be pretty calm, but...
Yeah, like, you're weird about it, dude. You're oddly...
Well, I love it.
You could be sweating bullets, dude, and you're just like, you're not even... You're like, I gotta stand up and do like 7 laps around the living room and...
There's sometimes I do. I gotta drink something, you know, but I just... It doesn't really, like, bother me that. Maybe it's because I'm a ginger and I have superpowers.
That's it. Remember?
We're not ash that all over the table this time.
That's how you do it. You gotta let the ash
all over the table like last time?
I'll clean it.
How do you know how to fucking ash a cigar if you don't know how to light the motherfucker?
I lit it just... It's burning, motherfucker! It lit!
Oh, no, it was the matches you couldn't light.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish we had video just so they could have seen that. You know?
I'm sure... Fuck that.
We gotta set up a spot.
Woo, that went straight through
the
nose.
We gotta set up a spot when we get video too, dude.
Oh, we're gonna get
I'm thinking about doing
backdrop.
A couple spots. I was thinking.
Bro, I have an American flag we can
hang. I'm thinking right here. Like, right here, and we'll just put something right here and maybe hang something. You know what I mean?
Bro,
so you can't see that we're, like, in, you know.
In an apartment?
Well, okay, so what you just did there. I didn't want to say that we were in the apartment so people wouldn't know where we were at.
No one knows where the apartment is.
Now you know where we're at. my shit caster's apartment.
It's the podcast hub, bud.
Yeah, it's all we got for now. But if we do video, I'd like to make it feel like it's not an apartment. And we do have a couple other locations that I want to do as well for different episodes, you know. When the time is right, I got a couple thoughts in mind.
Well, if COVID ever goes away, we could do. It's not going away.
A lot of my shit doesn't. COVID wouldn't really have an effect, you know.
No.
So that's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a couple spots that I have in mind. Maybe a couple outdoor locations for summer and fall type.
You know, podcasts are so cool because, like, people like us, nobodies, you know, two drunk painters with a brush can get on here, talk shit about how we feel, not be censored, not give a fuck, do what we do.
I think we need to try to get a camera before like, winter
is over.
And we need to do an ice fishing podcast from a shanty.
You know, I've actually never went ice fishing.
Oh, but I got a pop-up shanty. We'll stay warm.
Do you really?
Fuck. Yeah.
I'll go buy an ice fishing brush, not tomorrow, because everything's closed.
I got one rod, so you have to get one.
I would be down for that because I love fishing that much.
We gotta get a 5-gallon bucket.
I got that.
And then you gotta fucking make a lid for it. A little pad so you can sit on it. A little hole so you can stick your shit there.
Your
and
dick?
Then you set a rod holder on the side in that
opening. Stick your dick in the hole?
And then, well, I mean, if you want to.
Oh, I mean, I thought legit that's what you meant.
You're
like, you stick
pretty,
your dick in the hole.
You're gonna need a you're fucking weird, bud.
I don't know why. Why do we just sit in a shanty with our dicks in a bucket? I mean, I don't know why.
This is why I say you're gayer than me. You got dick on your mind 24/7. More like 25/8.
25/8, nice. Like that.
But I think
if I was president, I would give it 8 days a week.
The shanty's actually pretty big, dude. You could fit this kitchen table inside the shanty. Maybe not with all the chairs, but you could fit this kitchen table inside.
Bro, I got that fishing chair of mine. You got the camel one? Remember, you seen that one, right? Remember
you
that?
You can use a folding chair.
I fucking use that, bud.
You can use a folding chair. But I use the bucket.
I've used the fishing
plenty
of times.
I use the bucket because it holds all my gear. Right?
Okay.
And when you catch fish, you can put fucking water in that bucket. You know what I'm saying?
And it holds your dick.
And it's, yeah, it holds your dick. And the fish will play with it, you know, while you're
bro, I shit you not. I don't know who. Someone on my Facebook posted this video, and it was like a giant fish. And this guy, like, whipped his cock out. And the fish, like, went right at it and just started, like, jamming on the dude's dick. And I'm like, who the fuck in this world? Nah, man, I don't want to hit that
just
yet.
A onesie.
I'm scared, dude. I'm gonna fucking cough. Like, I don't have to inhale the cigar, but that's scared. I don't know. Give me another week, and then I'll I gotta get all this shit out of my lungs.
A whole another week.
But this dude's getting a fucking.
It's gonna take forever.
Yeah, I know. This dude's getting a blowjob from a giant fish, and I'm like, what the fuck? Who posts this shit? You know, who posts this shit?
Right.
But. Which, speaking of, I haven't seen this person post in a while. That's probably fucking why, bud.
Maybe.
You're posting a dude getting a blowjob from a fish.
Maybe he caught COVID from the fish.
That's, you know, I am a fisherman, bud, but I would never let a fish suck my cock. Maybe if it had lipstick on, I might consider it. But other than that... What the fuck?
I don't even know what to say to that.
What's going on? We're going south. What's going on?
This has been the Thoughtcasters Variety Show podcast, brought to you by Fish Blowjobs.
Matt, you gotta.
Now you know where girls making the fish face came from.
Dude, good point. Good fucking point, bud.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Then where did duck lips come from? Oh my god. See, you just ashed all over my fucking table.
All over my phone. Relax.
It didn't even get on your phone. It missed your phone completely.
This is how you smoke a cigar, bud.
Man.
I'll clean it. I'll
he tried to light the table on fire. Also himself. Dude's trying to commit suicide in my apartment.
Nope.
This COVID's really bad, y'all. It's making you crazy. It's some 28 days later shit.
Bro, think about that, though. Think about the premise of 28 days later. That's nuts.
Dude. Oh, isn't it?
That was a great fucking film, and I hope
so underrated.
So much, dude. That
I didn't like
so
the
good.
I didn't like the second one as much.
Oh, 28 weeks later?
Yeah.
It was such a good film, though,
but
dude.
The first one was great. Thanks, bro. Great.
Think about it. It's kind of like COVID because that, you know, that virus came from... It came from a fucking monkey, right? An animal? Like, COVID came from a bat? Yep. You know, like, think about that, dude. What if... Fuck, I'm kind of scared now. What if, like, 6 months from now
like
we turn into
the
fucking zombies?
Shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are getting the bird flu and shit. I think you would turn into a zombie. But if it does have a way to attack neurological shits and brain functions, there's people that fucking are like insane.
Bro, listen.
Crazy shit.
Listen.
So,
that, it seriously, like, people are having neurological issues from just like a mild case of COVID. Imagine if this thing mutates and actually does that shit, turns you crazy.
And turns into COVID-20?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. COVID-2021, you know, next year. When they make or they make the vaccine and the vaccine mutates the virus, turns motherfuckers into brainy and zombies, dude.
And then I'm shooting you. Not, oh, wait, no, if you're alive, then we're good.
Dude, if that's the case, I have a respirator that I will wear 24/7.
Well, it's like, I don't want to get shot. That round sounded terrible.
Dude, just imagine, dude. Zombies could be a thing. It could be a real thing. Zombies if it fucks with fun. If it fucks with you neurologically, and I'm not talking about the undead zombies. I'm talking about people lose shits in their head.
Their mind.
And then they just go crazy and they just start like you just start attacking other people.
I thought about it like when they talk about COVID's in the air, it's like fucking people's heads making people fucking suicidal in some places. Because of loss of economy and all the other shit, whatever. But, like, remember The Happening?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All the shows in the air.
But it was a plant thing.
Yeah, the plants were getting back at people. Which plants actually do crazy shit.
That's why that movie was kind of like, damn, that makes you think. Because they can actually produce
And if you actually look at all of what plants are capable of, like, that movie's not all that inaccurate in a sense.
Have you ever played the game The Last of Us? You ever heard of that game?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so the game is
you know, very popular. There's parasites even that get into your head that make you more reckless and shit.
So, to add to that, there is a, and this is a real thing, it only happens in the animal world, and like it's very infamous between insects, where it's like a spore, it's a fungus. Like a fungus, a fungal virus. And it can attack the neurological system of like insects, and then they become crazy and they start eating other of their own species, but then like fungus starts growing out of the pores, like they literally like their head becomes engulfed in like a mushroom. Which in The Last of Us, that game is based on that type of condition, but it's transferred to humans. So in the game, dude, it's a great game. Like it's a fun. They have a sequel out of it, and it's good. It's like an apocalyptic game, and you have to go through this world where these spores like take over people's bodies. First, you become a zombie, then you become like a clicker. Where, like, your eyes are, like, there's mushrooms growing out of your eyes, so they communicate, like bats, like, through sonar.
Right.
And then there's, like, the, I can't remember what they're called now, but they're, like, basically your whole body gets engulfed in this fungus and you're a giant monster. And, I mean, that's a little far-fetched, but imagine if that spore could get into people, for real.
Mm-hmm.
It would literally take away everything. It would make you go insane.
This is the thing is, like, back in the day, people used to fucking eat these mushrooms and trip balls, but that was like just finding them in fields. So, like, imagine if that spore got in your body through the same type of shit. Say something happens to where the economy shut down and people actually have to literally make their own food. And, you know, people start getting fucking cows and they start fucking finding mushrooms again, whatever. But what if one of those is a little bit different strain, something? I don't know, you know what I mean?
So it'd be like a multiple type of apocalyptic situation leading up to that.
You
know what I mean?
Because, like, you'd have to go, like, you'd have to go back to fucking farming and shit, raising your own meat.
You know how many
shit?
People
like,
can't do that?
I know. It's gonna be better for a lot of the people that can.
Yeah.
There's gonna be far more animals and resources.
Country boy can survive.
Jesus, I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive.
At least we got two. My truck and your truck would be a four-wheel drive together, right?
It'd be like a three-wheel.
Your both got
one-wheel peels. So like,
yeah, that's true.
My truck's fucking way better than yours.
Well, it has heat in it right now. So
I got two more cylinders. I got two whole more seats. I got fucking goddamn balls up to wazoo in that thing.
But your
truck's meant to haul you and like maybe a lawnmower. My truck's meant to haul a family and a fifth wheel trailer. Fuck off. And it's in 1992 in the same shape as your what 2000 fucking whatever.
You said it's meant to haul me and a lawnmower. Hey, that's all
Liam. Liam strapped in there between me and you, riding home, was pushing it, bud.
My truck's not doing so hot, bud. It has no heat, and it's winter
in
Michigan.
It's not doing so hot.
It's not. And they said it was gonna cost me $1,600.
I don't know why that was that funny, but
it is funny. It sucks. It sucks, oh, dude. Man. Like not having heat. I had to help my buddy move last weekend, right? My ass had to drive an hour from home.
To my buddy Kurt. And make that slightly cheaper.
I've been looking around. My brother can do it for $1,000. I'm going to call a couple other places. But see, that's the thing, man. If I can just get... Because, like, there's two things. There's, like, one thing that needs to be fixed that controls, like, the defrost and blowing on your face and your feet. And the other controls the actual heat and cold. Just fix the heat and cold. I don't give a fuck
about
that.
That's underneath the dash, right?
Yeah, and that one's supposed to... Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what I ran into with the S10, is I had to change the heater core out in it, and I was like, no.
Which is funny, because, like, the S10 and the Silverado are pretty much the same truck.
You got to pull the fucking dash in the old S10s if you want to change that heater core. And I just bypassed it. I was like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that. So in the Fords, you pull the glove box. And they're like, it's there.
Well, that's one thing they did, right? I mean, I really...
Well, at least in, like, my truck. My truck is, like, you can pull the glove box. I think it's, like, right there.
I got to figure something out, man, because it's winter, and it's... I got to have it. I'll figure it out. But, you know, two mortgage payments to fix my truck to fucking right around Christmas is a little... It's
a little much.
Yeah. I'll figure it out. I'll get there.
You know, you just got to wear that fucking Carhartt and buy Christmas gifts. That's what you got to do.
Wear Carhartt and buy Christmas gifts? Yeah.
Fuck, drive your truck anyway.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
I did it. All winter in the S10, dude.
Give me some bibs.
Oh, fucking winter, dude.
It blows.
I they make like little heater fans, like defrost fans and shit. You could like grab one of them bitches for like $20-$25 or something.
The plug in your lighter thing?
Yeah.
I seen that. Yeah. I don't know, man. I gotta figure something out because...
Buy yourself a little Mr. Heater Buddy. Little propane Mr. Heater Buddy.
Imagine me turning...
Crack your windows just a little bit you get air and... Just rock that shit, throw it in your fucking... Imagine if you got pulled over, a cop be like, you poor bastard,
what
get
the
out of
fuck
here.
You doing? I'm not even, giving you a ticket
get
for
the
this.
Get the fuck out of here. You'd be like, so your truck's got... 2 less cylinders than mine, 2 seats less than mine, barely haul your fucking kid.
One less heater than trying. Yours.
He's like, hey, you ain't gonna heat? Fuck. Where's your lawnmower? You drop that off? You're gonna be like, I didn't even
The rear drive shaft couldn't handle that.
You're supposed to be defending yourself, right?
I can't right now. I mean, it drives. That's the most important thing, but I can't really... Not when the fucking heat don't, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're butthurt about the wrong fucking problems, bud. There's definitely a first world problem. Oh, my truck doesn't have heat. You have a fucking truck? Bitch.
What's some Ethiopian over there like, yeah, I got a cow dragging a trailer around. What the fuck are you bitching about?
People in our own country, you fuck. There's people in our own country can't afford one of them bitches. I was one of them for a minute. You know how sad it was?
Now you got 2 cars.
I was
that barely work, but you got 2 cars.
Yeah, if somebody calls me privileged over having those 2 vehicles, eat a dick. My truck's nice as fuck on the outside and in the cab, but something's screwy under the hood, all right? I'm talking shit about his truck.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I'd still start it up and pull it.
I think our last podcast, we had a truck. Yeah. What is this when we bring our trucks up every fucking show?
You know, it's a change of pace from politics, I suppose.
You know, we barely talk politics this episode.
I know, it's kind of nice.
I have a lot to say about it, though.
Well, I mean, you know, we've had a break. Beer? Yes.
Yep.
So, we've had a break from it. I mean, we could delve.
So, do you really want to talk some politics, then?
I don't really care. I mean, buddy, what do you? You said you had a lot to say. That's why I said it.
Man, I got like so much on my mind, and I want to say it, and then I don't know where the fuck
to
start.
Light another one?
No, I'm just looking at it.
I was gonna say you can. I don't care.
No, it's good, man. If anybody out there understands what it's like to smoke a cigar, which I know a lot of people do, but you get like a certain type of high off a cigar. Okay. Like I'm cigar buzzed right now.
Like cigarettes. Cigarettes,
yeah,
dude. You there's a high there. Just like
I got a nice
just
cigar
like chewing,
buzz
man.
Going right
just
now.
Just like chewing, man. Why do you think I bought that fucking can? I can't smoke all the time on a job, and there's when I'm alone, I don't really take many breaks.
Oh, me neither. When I work a job
If I'm with everyone else, I have to take breaks.
Yeah,
dude,
I know.
I gotta go just sit by myself.
You're like, I gotta get away from
and
these fucks.
Or if I'm at the shop, like, I'll usually take my full 10-minute break. Because, like, I'm not in a hurry there.
You're working at a different pace, yeah.
Because like, I know what I can do there.
Yeah.
But, like, when I'm on site, dude, like, if you look at my T-sheets today, my breaks were all, like, probably under 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And there was, like, four of them.
Did you even take a lunch?
No.
Damn. I didn't the other day, though. I know. I took a 15-minute break all day for 10 hours. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. So, mine was, like, total 20 minutes out of the day of cumulative. Like, that's... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, with, so I guess, like...
So, what do we got here on Willy Bo Peeps?
Well, have you been keeping up with all, like, the, Trump cases during, you know, election cases that he's doing?
Well, there's a few.
There's a lot of them, man. It's fucking...
There's a few. So, let's bring something up. Yeah, let's,
I'm trying to... Fuck.
So, yeah, so there's, like, what is this bullshit I'm hearing, like, oh, well, there's fraud, but not enough for it to matter. If there's any fraud at all, if anyone's caught cheating, they should be disqualified, right?
But, there's like, always a level of fraud.
Unless they're both cheating. If they're both cheating, and you can prove that they're both cheating, then there would be something else. Like, if you're at war, you know, you both get the same card, then there's another whole set of bullshit you gotta go through. But I still think if you get caught cheating during an election, like, you're trying to skew votes, and you get caught, well, like, what are you gonna do to run the country?
Man, it's...
You're gonna cheat people out of their voice, or their what? Their money? We've already seen that happen, and we're already going that way.
It's just, overall, none of it's, this isn't going to end the way we want it to, right? Us conservatives. As you notice, a lot of people know it's not going to end up that way. There was definitely some fraud. There was definitely some irregulations going on. Not enough to overturn the election, perhaps. And a lot of people are like, well, America's just fed up with Trump. No. America... Did Biden win
the... America's fed up with Trump.
Biden won the popular vote, yes. Yes. But, and I explained this to someone too. I was having like a little discussion. Now, here's the thing. Trump...
I really don't think they're fed up with Trump. I think they're seeing everything that's going on from the other side, especially with Antifa riots. We've literally heard, hey, this shit's just going to keep on fucking happening. And they're like, well, I guess...
That's definitely part of it, but then, like Trump didn't win the popular vote, but it's like, but my explanation was, like...
You know what I mean? Why do you think Trump has a higher vote from the gay population, from the LGBTQ community? They started seeing Biden,
only
and
the
like,
ones that only people that have actually done their research, but I think that Trump supporters...
Well, because they were waking up, too.
Right.
And it's been that way with Hispanic population, right?
I think...
Do we have a higher population from the black community this year?
More Republicans than usual, yes. Yeah, voted Republican. The thing is that Trump supporters are more widely spread, right? They're more widely spread.
Right.
Wherein it's like the popular vote, yes, came to Biden, but all those votes are coming from the largest cities, which are progressive and liberal majority-wise.
Well, right, and they're also, some of them are skewed votes.
And not to mention, we also have a lot of young voters coming in, which is a good point. There's always young voters coming in every year, but the mainstream media did manipulate people into leaning more left.
Facebook, too, is ridiculous.
Again, social media, Facebook is ridiculous. Mainstream media, yes.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
A lot of shadow banning from conservative websites, views, and other people and conservative campaigns were happening on social media. And right. I don't care what anybody says. You can be like, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist, blah, blah, blah. It's true. And I know it's right. True because a lot of my shit was shadow banned.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I have so much shit taken down and everything else. Like, oh, your comment goes against community standards.
Why? Because it's conservative?
Well, because somebody made a post about, like, believing women. Like, men don't want to believe women because they would have to believe that other men are so bad. Or admit that they're only... It's like, yeah, but some women lie.
It's a very one-sided view.
It's like, some women lie, though.
Yeah.
And I said that.
And they know they can get away with lying.
I said, some women lie because they do something wrong or because they're trying to gain something.
Yeah.
Like, that happens. It's not just men. I'm like, and it got taken down, like, twice.
Damn.
Twice. I screenshotted it and put it up again on another post. Really? That one got taken down.
Jesus.
But I was like, what the fuck? And this other female got on there and said the exact same thing I did about her cousin. She's like, yeah, no, this girl lied and he had to go to court. It was the same thing with one of my friends.
Oh, okay.
He had to go to court and she finally admitted in court that I cheated on my boyfriend. That's all it was. She accused him of rape. Her boyfriend made her call the cops. And then he had to go to court because she cheated on her boyfriend.
But I was saying it was rape.
Yeah, and my buddy was fucking hammered too at a party. Damn. Everyone that was there all said, like, yeah, no, she's all over him. Like, damn. What do you mean? And she wasn't drinking. She admitted that in court. Oof.
Yeah, there's a lot. It sucks because, like, conservative views.
Like, she finally broke in court. Kurt fucking, dude, listen. The homeboy didn't fucking, like, he took a lot of shit. A lot of shit from a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? And it still affects him.
Well, people are going to take one side without even know the facts, too.
It still affects him now and again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, even after she came out, still fucks with him. Like, he don't trust people for shit. He trusts a certain group of people.
Well, there's a lot of shady shit that goes on with
I've only seen the man have one girlfriend the whole time I've fucking known him. One. And you know what? That's because it's the only fucking one he's ever goddamn trusted.
Man, there's a lot of shady shit that goes on through the social medias, mainstream medias. But you know what? We're the crazy conservatives with 10 hats, right?
It's like, you know? Well, I mean, I fucking understand. Like, I understand progressiveness in the sense that every generation, whether conservative or not, is slightly more progressive than the last.
Well, things okay. are constantly changing.
Like, that's, yeah, Tracy Lawrence. Everything changes.
Don't try to sing.
I can't sing.
This ain't a musical podcast.
But anyway, I was listening to that song earlier. That's why I said it.
Gotcha.
When the only constant is change.
True.
You know, everyone's going to be slightly more progressive than the last, and I think that's the ultimate end goal. But when you're so progressive that you're regressive.
It's
like we're literally
counterproductive.
We're literally like, oh, you're a racist. Oh, you don't think you are? Oh, well, you're not filled with hate. We're gonna be hateful then. Like, I don't get it. It's like, and then if you say you're a racist, then they're not even gonna fuck with you. I've not seen Antifa members actually clash with fucking white supremacists.
Right. Right.
Like, for real. You think...
Just Trump supporters.
Just Trump supporters. Not actual people that'll really fuck you up.
Why don't you go... Really,
they're like, you guys were all Nazis. It's like, well, if we were, you'd all be dead.
Yeah, and like, why don't you go
you'd all be dead!
Why don't you go to a Klan rally and actually try to fuck some shit up
Come
there?
Come hop in my train. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, dumb. Yeah. Dumb. Ugh.
I'm just... Man, I don't even... Honestly, dude, I got so much on my mind that I could say. I see so much shit on Facebook, and I just want to call everybody out and be like, well, this is why, or this is why. Here's one thing I want to say right here, right now on the podcast, is that for every little thing that all the liberals and progressives out there call Trump out on, I better fucking see you do the same for Biden. I better fucking see it. Starting with, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Start with that, motherfuckers. Start with that. Because show me proof where Trump said anything remotely that close.
Well, so, you know, what bothers me the most is what you see from all these progressive people is, like, the memes that are on Facebook that are, if you see, like, a police flag that has the blue, you know, the blue line in it, there's people coloring them in and making them the rainbow flag.
That's
right?
Fine, okay. We're okay with the rainbow flag,
but imagine if we did that to you. Imagine if we colored in your flag.
Reverse the role.
You'd be fucking pissed.
Yep.
You'd be pissed.
Yes.
Because we've already seen it.
Yep.
And it's like, and I said that to one of my friends, dude, somebody I've known for a good minute. He's gay, right? I don't want to say his name, cause, but like, it's actually like, you know, his brother.
Trent. Okay.
So, anyway, he got really mad at me. He's like, well, dude, it's just a joke. It's like, yeah, well, people have been canceled over calling people fags.
Do you know jokes?
Kevin Hart had
We can't have jokes anymore, right?
Kevin Hart had to make a national apology
for calling
somebody a fag.
And he shouldn't have.
And when I say defacing someone's property is probably not a good idea because of your beliefs, when people are being canceled, I'm like, that's very hypocritical.
Yep.
So you probably shouldn't do that. And he goes, well, it's just a joke. And all these other people are getting on there. Like, this girl's like, well, it's not a dick. Don't take it so hard. And it's like,
oh, dude.
No, that's a funny joke. It's like, you're being a cunt, though. You're completely missing the point of what I said.
No, that's a funny joke. You're being a cunt, yeah.
Like, you're missing the complete point of what I said. It's like, you expect straight people to be on your side when you're canceling straight people for the shit they say, but then you want to do shit to straight people or people that are gonna have to protect you when straight people are done with your shit.
Yeah.
When they're done with your shit, what are you gonna do? Fight back? Good fucking luck! Because you know what? I'm part of that community, but I'm gonna be like, hey, I told y'all, settle the fuck down. And yeah, you didn't listen.
But you at least have a sense of humor and you're not fucking wound up tight. I mean, you're wound up tight, but not like that.
And some of the people in that community, some of my good friends, that at least I thought they were, deleted me.
Oh, Jesus.
Deleted me because I brought up to her, you know how people burn the American flag because it's racist? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or it stands for bad and evil.
Right. And then, She's posting this, the LGBT community doesn't necessarily like the American flag that much because of all of what it stands for.
Never met a gay person in my life that ever shit on its Stars and Stripes. Ever. I've never met one.
That shit personally. On the Stars and Stripes?
Yeah, I've never met a person, like, that were like, oh, yeah, the American flag is so bad and evil and stands for this and that. I haven't.
Oh, well, no, I've met quite a few.
You've met people, really?
Oh, because of this movement? Since BLM? Yes. Oh, yes. Shit. Yes.
That's fucking terrible.
And I pointed this one out because they have BLM, the American flag, the other flag, and it says no hate here. I'm like, well, hold on now. I'm like, there's groups right now preaching that flag means hate. I'm like, and there's two of those groups preaching that. I'm like, and I've been called a hater for repping that flag. I'm like,
the American
flag?
From people
in my own community, yeah. I'm like, and from people in my own community. I'm like, so, I'm like, just be careful is all I'm saying. You know? I'm like, I believe that flag stands for every one of those fucking groups and people burn it daily. She goes, you're ridiculous. That's stupid. I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay. I'm like, these are all things that came from the people that you support and talk to on a day-to-day. I'm like, this is what I've been told. I'm a piece of shit because I fought a fucking war that we didn't need to be in. And I didn't even go overseas. Like, I get, like, no shit. Like, I'm part of a family of people that do that.
I was trying to...
I'm part of a family of mercenaries, actually. And people don't even know. Like, I literally have people jump all over me and be like, oh, well, it shows that you're a veteran. It's like you're just twisted and shit. It's like, I never went overseas. I've had people tell me I have PTSD. It's like, dude, I didn't go overseas.
Right, right.
I'm like, I didn't go overseas. And I was like, and if you actually know anything about PTSD, a lot of people have it that didn't go overseas. I'm like, and I have it over stupid shit.
You know, like, the biggest...
That didn't come from military.
The biggest...
That's for my whole fucking life.
One big thing that I've noticed from the left is that they're constantly trying to shove down or put in your face that the Republicans are coming after your gay rights. And actually, Trump appointed homosexuals to be ambassadors for the United States and other countries. Huh? He said he was never going to touch the rights, and he never did. In four years, he never touched the rights.
There's these algorithms, you know, that that show people in certain communities that, like, you know, support certain groups. They'll feed them a bunch of bullshit that doesn't coincide with what's actually happening. Who is it that said it? It's a very old quote. If you don't watch the news, you're not informed. But if you watch the news, you're misinformed.
Dude, even the man, like, I'm seeing some, like, they said that, like,
I can't remember that where that quote came from.
Trump, as a Republican, has recognized Pride Month and has tweeted about it, because we all know he loves Twitter. yeah.
No shit.
Listen to this. This is a Trump by tweet. Now, everybody wants to retweet what Trump has said, right? Anything that goes for their narrative, the negativity. Listen to this. This was a tweet by Donald Trump. As we celebrate LGBT Pride Month and recognize the outstanding contributions that LGBT people have made in our great nation, let us also stand in solidarity with the many LGBT people who live in dozens of countries worldwide that punish, imprison, or even execute individuals on the basis of sexual orientation. That is a tweet by Donald Trump. The motherfuckers just don't research. Yeah. They see some of the dumb shit he says, which every conservative out there will tell you.
Well, if they're like, oh, I've heard him talk, he's a racist, bigoted asshole. It's like, well, wait a minute. If everything you say makes you what you are, then how does that not make him what he is? You know what I'm saying? How do they not actually you know what I mean?
Listen to this. This is what I was talking about, the ambassador thing. In February of this year, Trump promoted Richard Grenell. Grenell, the United States ambassador to Germany, okay, to the acting director of the Office of National Intelligence. He is the first openly gay person to be named to a cabinet level position. Okay. First by a Republican. Hey.
Did Obama do that?
Nope. Virtue signaled, though.
Are you sure? Because Trump put the kids in the cages. I'm pretty sure Obama's responsible for this one because he loved the gay people. Right?
Dude, and then 3 months later, that same guy was appointed to Trump's campaign senior advisor as a LGBTQ outreach for the Republican Party. And he said that he is this person that Trump appointed said he was the most pro-gay president in American history. That's the fact of the matter is, Trump has done more for minority groups, and I'm not even just saying minority groups. Shit my brains out if I eat this, bud.
Oh,
I appreciate it, but I am lactose intolerant.
Have it.
Trump has done a lot for a lot.
I don't even care. I'm here tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that's true. Oh, dude, check this. This dude's wearing a hat, Make America Great Again, and rainbow. And two conservatives here. I think that's fantastic, dude. That he's able to not be afraid of the mob, for one. Not tell them, oh, well, you're gay or you're a minority, so you can only vote Democrat because we're going to be what's best for you.
Yeah.
When people come out and they say, fuck that. I'm an individual person, and I do what the fuck I want.
You
want
to say how fucking woke you are, but you're not fucking paying attention to any of this. What has Joe Biden done for the gay people? What has Joe Biden done for minorities in general? What has he done? Before you talk about how fucking racist and bigoted Donald Trump is, tell me what Joe Biden has done. Give me anything about what that man has done for you.
Other than provide a lot of memes and comedy.
He's done a lot of that.
There's a thing in this article. It was kind of proving what I, or kind of reiterating what I just said. It says many gay Trump supporters say they're tired of being told of what political views are acceptable. Yeah. Meaning, they're sick of you lefties, bud.
Yeah.
And I hope that more and more start to come out of the woodwork and yeah. realize that, damn, like, why do I gotta be a Democrat? Right. Is the Democrat Party really what's best for all of us? Because I'm telling you, it's not.
The Democrat
not the Democrat Party that's in now.
The Democrat Party fucking wants the minorities to feel that they're worthless.
I mean, in a way, and they want them to feel so low that they have to lean on the left
to give them success. 94 crime bill was like viewed as systemic racism and shit. Like, as a way to keep black folk under for a while, as far as I'm told from black folk.
Oh, listen to this. It says a lot
of... That's all I'm saying. Like, and all these white people are like, no, this guy's, like, great. This guy's, like, great. He would never do that. That bill's great. It's like, because you're not a legal gun owner. You're not a gun owner.
Yeah.
You don't have guns.
Yeah.
The people that live in the hood that need guns, that have guns, are going to be fucked as soon as a cop comes around them. Because they had guns, A-OK, legal, perfect. Then all of a sudden, bam, now it's illegal. And you send cops out and fuck people over right quick.
Listen to this little tidbit in here.
That's why people also hate the fucking popos, because they're used by people to do shit. What conservative is like, fucking, all right, hey, we need cops to constantly go to people's homes to make sure they don't have guns.
Oh, no.
To make sure they don't have something
on them. Any legal gun owner is responsible.
No, but if you're out in the street fucking off being an idiot, that's when conservatives want you to stop, you know, being out in the streets fucking off being an idiot.
Dude, listen to this little thing. It says
a lot. Not when you're in your home fucking off doing you.
It says a lot of people just don't like to be told that they can only think a certain way. And that's exactly what the left does, said Bob Cabell, chair of the Log Cabin Republicans. The Log Cabin, and here, wait for this next part. The Log Cabin Republicans, a national gay conservative group. You're accused of being a racist or a homophobe if you don't agree with everything they say in regards to the left.
Dude, it's true.
And that a lot of people are just getting tired of it. And
it's true. I had a lady on my buddy's fucking Facebook page. I had a lady tell me, she's like, well, you're just a racist sexist. She's like, it's all over your Facebook. I can prove it. And I goes, okay, don't talk about it. Be about it. Yeah. Pip, pip. When she literally just fucking blocked me. She wouldn't go back to my Facebook. After saying that, she could have proved it. I was like, no, I'm waiting. And I kept trying to tag her, and then it fucking wouldn't let me.
You know, I think at the end of the day, dude, that Trump has revamped the Republican Party in a very positive way. And I'm not saying, like, obviously the man put his foot in his mouth a lot, but his administration did a lot of good things. A lot of people are getting fed up. And I think that moving forward, the Republican Party is going to be... If we had someone with the same ideals and the same policies that Trump did, but just had the grace and the public speaking skills of Obama, the left would no longer exist. They would be fucked. They would no longer exist. And I firmly believe that. I do. I mean, put it this way. Donald Trump Jr. has the same ideas as his father. But he's a much better public speaker. Imagine 4 years from now, in the next election, Donald Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., runs for president. He's got my vote, no matter what. He's got it.
Well, it depends on what other candidates they are.
Well, yes, it does. But if he were to pursue the same policies in the direction that his father was going, but was a better public speaker, unstoppable. The only reason why Obama was so successful is because he was smooth on the fucking mic, because his policies were goddamn garbage.
Yeah. No, he was a very good public speaker. Like, people thought Bush was stupid as shit because he sucked at talking.
He did.
He sucked.
A lot of Republicans.
He sucked at the English language.
Ronald Reagan was the last good Republican that was good at talking.
He sucked at the English language. He says, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on... You can't fool me again. Or some shit like
that.
We
gotta catch the terrorizers. They're terrorizing the whole damn world.
But he was a normal person, though. Like, you see him flip people off when he was making a joke. Somebody was fucking in the crowd fucking with him, and he flipped them off. And they caught it on camera saying he was being a dick. Again, media trying to twist shit. But it was literally like, I do that shit with my friends. If I'm like, fucking, if somebody's taking a video of me, and there's any of my friends in the room, somebody's trying to fuck with me. Somebody's trying. Somebody's fucking trying. It happens. Like, because I would do it to them. Because why wouldn't you? Unless they were on the news, then maybe I wouldn't. But if it's like off camera, not on the news, not live, yeah, you're gonna fuck with them.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? If they're your friends, yeah, fuck yeah. If you're not, there might be something wrong with you. You might be a sociopath. I don't know.
Anyways.
But yeah, you know, and I just, people hate when people talk normal or don't speak eloquently. People don't like when they're not, like, picture perfect. And the thing is none of us are. None of us are anywhere close to what we view as presidential in the way we act, speak, or anything. We're really not. Nobody I've ever met is that close. You know what I mean? Nobody I've ever met is that close. Or to what everyone's view should be. But all the people that aren't that close... Think that somehow if someone isn't that way, they're not capable. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, your speech makes you incapable. I watched a deaf guy.
You know,
I watched
some people
a deaf
are just not
guy.
Good,
listen,
you know, public speakers.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you what. I watched a deaf guy that can't hardly also speak the English language. It's very hard to understand him. I watched a deaf guy fucking literally take a hacksaw to three pistons for a fucking snowmobile. Not measure shit. Cut the bottoms of the little fucking like fins off in the bottom so it would fit down inside this thing.
You told me this story, yeah.
And then he fucking literally like sprays out all the fucking shavings and shit that's inside the jug instead. Puts it all back together. And fucking... Does this motion with his hand over his ears and says fucking loud.
Don't make fun.
Deaf Sean, I know you're probably never going to hear this podcast. Please don't kill me. Somebody tells
you
this joke.
Dickhead.
I love you. It was the coolest shit I've ever seen. You're like, honestly, like it blew my mind that day. But so he puts his hands over his ears and he says loud, right? Like he was telling us it's loud. Because he can feel the vibrations from that shit and has figured out that that's like...
loud.
Like the snowmobile, like, you know what I'm saying? And engines and stuff, like, he can feel it get louder. Like, feel it, not hear it. It's weird. Like, he fucking knows. Maybe not that. You know, that's a bit much. But, so this motherfucker, no shit, just two pulls. Now, mind you, we just threw this motherfucker together. There's probably still alcohol and shit inside. But, like, it was, like, two pulls or some dumb shit. Like, I was drinking. But still, I think it was only a couple pulls. It started up pretty fucking fast. And I don't know if he sprayed anything in it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if he sprayed gas or ether or anything in it to fucking get it rolling. So that it would get vacuum. But, well, yeah, he fucking ripped it, and it started right up. And it's like, so if you don't think that someone who can't fucking hear can tell someone who can, this is going to hurt your ears. This is going to be loud. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't have no exhaust or nothing on this motherfucker. Like, he can't fucking hear, and he knew it was going to be loud. Not just because somebody told him.
You have to wrap up this story, bud. You're dragging that fucking...
I'm just saying.
You're fucking drunk.
Well, you're not even paying attention. You're staring at a computer.
I'm listening, and I'm fucking...
But, like, dude fucking...
I know the story you're telling me. The people listening on the podcast
not. What I'm saying is, a guy that fucking talks... that guy couldn't even fucking understand a word he said. I only knew what he meant because of the fucking...
Yeah.
Well, you know, ear motion. Yeah. So, a guy that fucking, you know, doesn't speak eloquently, like, that makes him not qualified for shit. Like I said, this dude couldn't even communicate with you in an English language.
Right. But he was still smart.
But he was smart as shit and knew what he was doing. And we were all like, you can't fucking do that. You can't do that. And then guess what? The guy that couldn't fucking... speak properly.
Right.
You guys can't see me making weird hand motions like Trump, but I was doing it. So, the guy that can't speak, and everyone was like, you're not going to be able to do that shit. Like, we ain't never seen that shit. And he was like, no, I can. Fuck you guys. And guess what? Guess what happened with Trump? He was like, you were all like, no, you can't do that. And he was like, yeah, I can.
Yeah. Goes to the thing that
and action... you guys, the dumbest shit in the world is to make fun of somebody because of their fucking voice when they're president. It's like, where the fuck are you in your life? What are you doing? What are you doing that got you there? Before he was ever even president, what was Donald Trump? One of the most successful people in this country? You know what I mean?
Here's the thing. Actions speak louder than words.
Huh?
And that's the reason why we support the Trump administration.
Yeah. I would say. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand people.
But we should...
Everybody's like, hate. I can't say that Biden hasn't been successful. He's been successful in a different way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Screwing over people. Making his living off of fucking...
47 years.
Making laws. And again, if you have money, you can just, like, you know, pay, or somebody can pay to get you out of jail. And that means the law doesn't apply to you. You know what I mean? And that's Joe Biden's way.
Well, I guess we'll see, man. We'll see what happens. But we should probably wrap this episode up.
Oh, fuck. But I miss the people.
We miss the people.
I miss the people that don't talk to us.
We're glad that you listen to us. Well,
you know, if you're still listening, anyway, you might have gotten bored, fucking moved on to another podcast, moved down the old dusty fucking trail.
Well, we wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving in the United States. Here, it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you know, and this happy... is the before Thanksgiving, day before Thanksgiving podcast.
Yeah, there we go.
Happity, happity Thanksgiving.
And we wish everybody else in the world that might be listening a happy tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or today. Or yesterday.
A happy day for possibly giving thanks. Because every day is a good day.
Oh, shit. Well, that has been the...
It's also thanks-taking. Because, you know, whoever fuck cooks that turkey deserves a good thanks.
Yes.
Yes. You know. Or the pumpkin pie. They also...
You baste it with your strong hand.
That's how I do it. All right, bye.